Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach Trip Lanier.
Are you stuck in a job but too afraid to risk starting your own gig? Do you think entrepreneurs have brass balls and are somehow immune to risk? And do you think that before you can bring your idea to the world, you've got to spend years honing it in isolation until it's absolutely perfect? Clay Collins is back on The New Man. We're talking about how a guy like you can finally bust out of that crap job to create a better life for yourself without having to put it all on the line. Welcome to The New Man. Today we're talking with Clay Collins. He's the creator of The Interactive Offer. And bottom line, he just helps people get out of crappy day jobs and go, he helps them fund the lives that they really want to live. And I think that's super rad. Clay, welcome back to The New Man.
Hey, it's round two. I'm really happy to be here for the second time.
Awesome.
Thanks for having me.
Let's just kind of talk about the guy out there right now. But most guys are stuck in like crappy jobs and they've got dreams of like busting out. They're thinking, well, you know, I may not even have a job in 6 months and I'm sitting on this other idea. I'm not sure what to do. We're talking about risk here. We're talking about, you help people like this. Describe the community that surrounds you, Project Mojave, and the Interactive Offer.
I've been working largely with people who hate, you know, hate what they do, are looking to do something else with their life, and buried underneath sort of the daily grind that they experience is a wellspring of creativity often that they've simply forgot about. And maybe they return to it, you know, every 6 months they get a glimmer of kind of the lion that's inside of them, you know, that warrior that's inside of them. But most of the time they exist in a place of learned helplessness and complacence about the situation they're in. And the tools that I give people, because I, you know what, I don't do a lot of one-on-one stuff, but the tools that I give people help them break out of that and basically confront every single objection that people have to living that life, because I've heard them all. The ego is just incredibly amazing at throwing out excuses why you can't live the life you want. Oh, you have a commute and a mortgage and a kid and a spin and blah, 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 and miles if you know. Oh, God, like fucking shit. That sounds horrible. But I've heard them all, and those really... I mean, most of the time those aren't a factor, and people are living out of what they imagine to be stopping them. And life really doesn't have to be that way. And I think it's some sort of gut level. Most people know that things can be different. They just don't have the inertia, or maybe they're not surrounded by the kind of people who live out of this alternate reality.
Yeah. I think if you surround yourself with a bunch of people that are going to be like, yeah, better just stay where you are, better just play it safe, better just keep crushing your hopes and dreams and only feel a sense of creativity or passion every 6 months, you're going to get me stuck there, right?
Yeah, I mean, and it's so funny when you, you know, because I had one corporate job, so I can talk about this. But you talk about leaving and everyone's like, oh, the security. And it's almost like they feel jealous. So they're trying to convince you not to do what you want to do. People start seeing that you're looking to make change in their lives, and it makes them feel insecure. And instead of maybe talking to you about what you're doing, they try and like reinforce this, you know, the supposed helplessness of their own situation by telling you that what you're doing is crazy and stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, is it, and I'm just wondering, like, do you see, I mean, do the people that are signing up for your communities and a part of your offers and stuff, are they like truly just amazing, extraordinary superheroes? Are they more like most of us but they've just turned this corner? I mean, I think for the guy that's stuck in his job, he's like, I can't do that because I'm not this or that. I haven't reached this place. It seems like there's some gap that he thinks he has to cross. Talk a bit about that.
So people need to make it across that chasm, and sometimes they don't. You know, I'll just be honest with you. Sometimes they don't. And I try and create tool after tool that gets progressively better at helping people get over their own barriers. But, you know, I can't help everyone just because some people they're just so self brainwashed.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, when they're stuck in the day job, they, because they haven't had an immense amount of freedom for a long period of time, they don't realize that what their soul ultimately wants is the ability to create without limits, to be fully and utterly engaged, doing what they're supposed to be doing with their life. They think that they want to quit their day job and sit on the beach and, I mean, what's the cliche? Like drink Mai Tais or eat bonbons, or like, I don't even know what people do when they sit on. They think that's what they want. They think they want the opposite of what a job is.
Right.
But then when they have that, they realize that sucks as much as having a day job.
Right.
Well, maybe it sucks a little less. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But the people who really make it, they're concerned with becoming master craftsmen.
Mm.
And so I help people become master craftsmen. And if someone just wants the cabinet and they don't want to be a master craftsman, I'm probably not the right person for them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have a get rich quick scheme personally.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have helped people make shit tons of money.
Yeah.
But I don't have a get rich quick scheme.
In one of your posts that I read before, you talk about the guy, you know, the what keeps him kind of back, kind of keeps him in that learned helplessness or in that mindset is typically like risk and direction. Like he doesn't know what to do. Let's talk about risk. I mean, are you just a superhero and you're like, oh, I can take on anything? Or I mean, what's your relationship to risk?
Yeah, I hate risk. I'm scared. I mean, honestly, like people are like, you know, because like, it's so funny. People are like, oh, you're an entrepreneur. You must be incredibly averse to risk. You throw caution to the wind. And I'm like, I am a wussy with a P, you know, like I hate risk. And the majority of successful entrepreneurs I know are incredibly risk averse people. It's a huge myth. A huge, huge myth that entrepreneurs are like these careless risk takers.
Yeah.
The millionaires I know, the multimillionaires I know, they do take risks. I would argue that they don't take any bigger risk than most people do when they work some job that they're probably going to get laid off from in a year. But they take risks, but they're incredibly calculated risks where they know the odds and they're in very specific areas of their business. For me personally, I've eliminated all the risks associated with starting any online business.
And so let's just kind of clarify for the guy out there. Most people think like, okay, I get an idea and then I'm going to take a year to build this thing. And then hopefully somebody likes it. Like even if it's a Subway restaurant down in the end of the corner and hopefully people will come, there's this huge risk in a long time that goes into putting stuff in and resources and money and all that kind of stuff. And then maybe it'll pay off. And you say you've actually flipped that. Your latest thing called the interactive offer actually flips that. And you build, describe it to me, how you eliminate the risk in that process.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to get all like, you know, Taoist philosophy on you and invoke Sun Tzu. So Sun Tzu was this
my man, Sun Tzu.
Sun Tzu. He was this Taoist. He was a mean old Taoist general with his like whack mustache, and you know.
He was a mean Taoist. That's
he
funny.
Was a mean old Taoist. Yeah, I mean, he killed a lot of people died because of him. But this is funny. But so in the Art of War, there's this quote that goes something like this. It's like the victorious strategist seeks battle only after victory is certain, whereas who is destined for defeat first fights and then looks for the victory. Hmm. So that's my approach to business. You win battles first and then you like go and fight them, right? So in other words, you create a successful business and then you put money into it.
You don't fight a battle that you haven't already won is basically
right,
what he's saying.
Right, okay. Exactly. which is different from saying you check to see whether or not you're going to win a battle and then fight it. Like you only fight battles after you've won them, which is let's talk about what most people do, the conventional wisdom. And I'm going to use online business as an example. Most people have an idea for something, you know, and they want to do it online. So the first thing they do is they go and they find some graphic designer and they spend like $500 on a logo or $1,000 on a logo. And then, oh my God, then they got to create a website. So they go crazy. They ask 100 people. They're like fucking around with WordPress and they're installing like these different themes. And they get all their friends to look and they're like, oh yeah, I like this theme, but not that one. But does it go with this logo? I don't know, but it doesn't have this the Twitter link at the bottom here. I definitely want that Twitter link there. They go back and, you know, next, you know, that's like, you know, 2 weeks into it or 3 weeks. No, actually, if they're fast, that's 2 weeks into it. And then they're like, well, you know, I got to blog first. So then they're like, they start blogging and then someone's like, well, you know, if you really want to do this, well, you got to be on Twitter. And now that they got like, they're doing Twitter shit and then they got to make a Twitter background or like, I don't even know. They just get way unfocused really, really fast.
Yeah. And the focus is like, well, are you focused on making money, you know, creating a place to have a transaction? Or are you making all this other stuff? Right.
Right. Right. I mean, okay. It's and money. I'm the last person to say that money isn't important because it's actually just like a logistical reality in this world. If you want any kind of a freedom, you don't have to have a bunch of money, but you need to be like cash flow positive.
Yeah.
So most people get involved in all this. And I think it's for a couple of reasons. One, I think it's because they're actually really scared shitless of putting this big, huge thing that's been welling up inside of them into the world, or they're scared because they don't know what they want to put into the world. Mm-hmm. There's a whole bunch of reasons. I think it's mostly psychological why people will spend like $5,000 and a bunch of time before they even start thinking about, you know, putting a price tag on something and being able to accept money. Mm-hmm. So that's what most people do. And that's what people do. You know, if they're starting a Subway franchise, you know, they'll put all this time and money into something and then, you know, and then the reality is that when they open for business, usually you can hear like crickets chirping in the background.
It's right.
Like, you know, like nothing's happening. They just spent all this time and energy and money creating something and then nothing happens. And so I created a process for helping people get paid for their ideas, getting paid for their products up front before they spend a dime, creating the thing. And that process is called the interactive offer. And what's really cool about the interactive offer is that you don't even have to know what your product is going to be before you start doing the interactive offer. The process sort of drives itself. And by the time you're done, you'll not only know exactly what product you need to create, but you'll be told, you know, by your audience, by, you know, as a result of doing market research and things, exactly what that product needs to be. And they will have paid for it up front.
I just have to underline this, okay? Because this is huge, because this answers a lot of questions for the guy out there. Like, if he's like, I know I want to get out of this shit job, and I know that I want to live a more purposeful, I know that there's something in me that it wants to come out, but I don't even know what that is. You know, I don't even know what the alternative is to this shit job. You just knock those two birds out of the sky. with this process that you're talking about. So I just want to underline that for the guy out there, that it, you don't have to have the great idea already lined up, and yep. you don't even have to have the money or the capital lined up to get it going. Right. That takes two of the big excuses out of play right there. So I just want to underline that, and sorry to interrupt you, but keep going, Claire.
No worries. And I realized that, like, some of the stuff, because whenever you hear something new where there's like a breakthrough in any kind of marketing or thinking or business or whatever, it sounds a little like weird at first. You're like, what does he mean? Like, you don't have to know what you're going to sell, and then you get paid for it up front. And then, like, this sounds kind of weird. So I'll just give everyone an example. So I had this blog, and I had some readers, not a bunch, but I had some readers, and I surveyed them one day. I was like, hey, I'm going to make a free thing for you. And, you know, I just want to know, like, what free thing you want. And so just let me know. Here's a survey and here's some questions on it. And, you know, just let me know what you want. So they told me what they wanted. So I read all the survey responses. Then I went back to them and I was like, oh, all right. So I think I know what you want. It says right here, you know, X, Y, and Z. And so this, I'm kind of getting the sense that this is it, and this is what you're looking for. Is that right? Is like, did I have this right? And like, people are like, yeah, you generally got it, but I'd like to know a little bit more about, you know, this or that. And I was like, all right, cool. So then I went out and I made the free thing. It was like a free video. And then I gave that to everyone, and they liked it. And some people were like, oh my God, that thing you said on like 2 minutes into it, I have a question about that. It seems really cool. And other people were like, you know, this other thing, I would totally pay you money, you know, for you to teach me more about this. So I found out what in that free content really resonated with people, what the motives were, what really got people turned on and excited. That helped me. So then after that, I was like, wow, you know, people really loved this free thing I created. So I'm thinking about maybe creating a product about this. Is anyone interested in like a bigger version of this free thing? Mm-hmm. And then people respond, they're like, oh, hell yeah, I'd love that. That sounds great. And so I was like, all right, are you interested in buying it now? I'll give you like, you know, 50% off if you buy it right now. When I did this, I think I made like 15 grand from doing this, from mm-hmm. people like buying it before it ever created. And everyone was happy. I started like sort of reverse engineering why this was going so well. And the reason, a lot of it has to do with story. And when you're doing this type of interactive offer, you're checking in with people, you're doing the survey, then you're getting back and saying, hey, you know, I think I have this ride. And then getting them to participate in every single process of the creation of the product. You know, I'll even like, if I have a bunch of logos created for something, like I'll ask people, which logo do they like better? Like I will literally like check in with other people at every step of the process mm-hmm. to make sure that I'm getting it right. Mm-hmm. And when people do that, they feel like they're a part of it. They feel like they have co-created that product with you. And that's what I'm about. You create the product with the people you are serving. Because if you really are trying to make the world a better place, you know what your talents are, but you need to connect those with other people.
Yeah, I just want to kind of point out for the guy sure. out there that this is kind of how guys do things typically is we isolate. We go like, I'm going to go over here in my corner and kind of work on something and make sure it's perfect until I bring it out in front of you guys. And then no one gives a shit. Because it didn't involve them. And your process here is like, let's involve the people that are involved. You know, let's involve them from day one. They're part of the process. They're invested in it. They're excited about it. They get to see it being created. They're going to get a reward for being in it, you know, a founding member early on. Yeah. And it's got more excitement. It's got more juice around it. And yeah. they know that the day that it's available, they're signing up for it. They're like, yes, this is what I want. I took part in this. I told Clay or Trip or whoever exactly what I wanted, and now I'm going to be able to have it. And I'm so thankful that these guys went out and made this product for me. So I just kind of point out there that the guy that thinks he's got to have it all, he's got to have the idea perfect, and he's got to have the execution perfect before he can bring it out, you're dead. you are the Lone Ranger and you are a dead man. Like, you just, it's yep. over. And Clay's yep. laying out like if how what we've talked about on the new man here about doing things like with support and with feedback and with challenge from the outside. You still live your own purpose and you do your own thing, but it's an interactive process. You're not an island unto yourself. And so why not do business that way? And what Clay is saying, you're actually more profitable if you do it this way too. So can the guy that's sitting in his shit job right now, he should be working, but he's listening to the new man. I mean, can he do this or does he need to have something else in place? Let's identify who can actually use the interactive offer.
Most businesses, you know, going back to Sun Tzu, like most businesses fail before they've ever even started. In the sense of like, you know, they're dead. They're like dead on arrival. Most businesses are, and most like most internet businesses certainly are. And the reason I created this is because, you know, it certainly can be implemented and is actually one of the most advanced teachings on internet marketing that exists right now. So it can help someone who has a normal business, but I think the most critical use of this is for people who are like, wow, I don't know what the hell to do. And I kind of have a sense, like a vague notion of what I'm passionate about and what my gifts are. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how to, in any kind of real way, bring that into the real world. And that's what this is for. It's to help people be successful before they even start, because the reality is that most people have failed before they even start. They're on the wrong track altogether.
Yeah.
And so this is supposed to be a reality check for those people. So and with regards to, you know, the real world, you know, how do I get a website up and all that stuff, coming free with the interactive offer is Project Mojave, like a lifetime subscription to Project Mojave, which is this course that I created to show people, you know, how to create an internet business from scratch in like 4 months, and how to get your website up and how to do SEO and how to, so like all that stuff comes with it.
Wow.
So you don't need to be like a tech genius hacker, you know, to wow. get it going.
That's so cool. I didn't know that Project Mojave was going to be on there. And just in case, guys, Clay's been on the show before to talk about Project Mojave, and quite a few of you guys signed up for it. So that's very cool that you're bringing that in. That gives the guy a lot of nuts and bolts. Like, well, wait a second, where do I start? So Project Mojave is going to be a part of the interactive offer. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. My purpose, like my purpose in life in a very sort of simple way is to help people turn the experience or the process of deciding what to do. Like it's almost like okay. So like you give your boss the middle finger and then what, right? Then you got to figure that out.
Right.
And so my mission is to help people turn the process of deciding what to do after they've given their boss the middle finger into a profitable venture. I want people to make a lot of money figuring out what to do after they've given their boss the middle finger. So my whole approach to this is like, you know, figuring out what to do shouldn't be this like risky thing where you go to a corner and like meditate. I'm a huge fan of meditation, but like that shouldn't be all it is. Like yeah. you should actually make money because you're in completely, you know, customer driven, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's my approach to this. I think people should get paid up front to give their gift to the world.
Here are the big takeaways from this episode. And for more information on Clay's interactive offer program, just visit thenewmanpodcast.com/Clay, C-L-A-Y. Number one, while most of us waste away in a job that drains us, we lose touch with the inner warrior or lion inside. It's that sense that we've got something valuable to create and share with the world. Now, if we ignore this part of ourselves for too long, we'll lose touch with it. We'll even choose to surround ourselves with people who are doing the same, and they'll likely want us to stay stuck with them too. So ask yourself, are you falling asleep in this quicksand? Is there a part of you that wants to bust out and do something differently? If so, what is that? And what are you waiting for? What's in the way? Number two, the excuses we have for tolerating our current crappy situation are largely imagined. Clay says that if we're serious about moving forward, we would see that these challenges can be overcome with tools and skills that can be attained. It's our fear, our limited mindset that is holding us back. Number three, Clay says that one of the biggest myths about being your own boss is that you have to be a careless risk taker. It's total BS. Most entrepreneurs are risk averse because it's their ass and their money on the line. They approach risk methodically. They're smart about it. Bottom line, you don't have to be an adrenaline junkie to be your own boss. You just need to use your brain. Number four, most businesses are dead before they even get off the ground. A guy gets an idea, spends a ton of cash on dressing it up and making sure it's just right before he brings it to the world. This may take months or even years to do, and then it flops. What was missing was an interaction with the people he wanted to serve. He wasn't creating for them, he was creating for only himself. It seems obvious that creating your offering would involve the input and feedback from the folks you're trying to serve, but time and time again, naive business owners skip this step. They speculate instead of interact. So no wonder why he fails. This reminds me how many guys choose to approach any challenge in their life. They isolate themselves and will only emerge when the feeling of vulnerability has passed. So, if the new man is about opening yourself to input, feedback, and challenge from the outside world, shouldn't your business be created in the same way? Many of us fear that by collaborating with others, we'll somehow lose ourselves, we'll lose our vision in the process. Again, this is about attaining your ground and allowing yourself to be open to the perspectives and values of others. At no point in the process do you become a spineless puppet. Number five. I'm paraphrasing this statement by the Taoist general Sun Tzu, but he said something like, "The victorious seeks battle only after victory is certain. The guy destined for defeat first fights and then looks for the victory." What he's saying here is, don't fight a battle you haven't already won. And Clay has created a program for teaching business owners how to exercise these principles in their own efforts. He's teaching us how to win the battle before it's even fought. He's tackling risk as an excuse for stepping into your biggest life. And if you're not sure what to do or what to create, that's part of the process. The program is called The Interactive Offer, and you can learn more about it by visiting thenewmanpodcast.com/clay, C-L-A-Y. Again, thenewmanpodcast.com/clay, C-L-A-Y. The Interactive Offer is only available for a limited time, the week of June 15th, 2010. Again, to take advantage of the Interactive Offer, you need to check out the website during the week of June 15th, 2010. Well, Clay, thanks so much. You're one of those inspiring guys that's just out there, heads down, just rocking it. And, you know, any kind of the posts that you have on your sites, there's always just a ton of comments that people are just so grateful for what you're doing and the value that you're bringing to the world and just like cutting through the bullshit and really delivering. And I'm one of those people. I feel really grateful for the work that you do, how it's impacted me and how I know it's impacting some of the listeners out there that are signing up for your program. So I just appreciate you taking the time to talk today. And I hope the guys out there will go check out the Interactive Offer too. Learn more about Clay Collins and the Interactive Offer by visiting thenewmanpodcast.com/clay, C-L-A-Y. That's thenewmanpodcast.com/clay, C-L-A-Y. Thanks for listening.